This morning I want to offer another way of doing the practice that's somewhat different than what we've been doing so far, but can just give you another perspective of how to be with experience. Before we get into this, which will be something of a guided meditation, I just want to have you explore something with me, so you can open your eyes for a few moments. And if you've done this before, maybe one or two have, be with it again without saying anything. But I'd like you right now to open up your hand, take a look at your hand right in front of you, and just see what you see. Just notice whatever there is that jumps at you in your consciousness. Check it out. Okay. And what do you see? I want to take a few responses. Don't worry about getting it right or wrong. Just tell me what you see. You can take one at a time. Yes?
Lights and shadows.
Lights and shadows. Yes. Good. Okay. What else?
Lines.
Lines. Okay.
Shiny skin.
Shiny skin. Uh-huh. Yes.
Hair.
Hair, yeah.
He's got on the other side.
Depends what side you're looking at. Yes. What else?
Capacity.
What's that?
Capacity.
Capacity. Okay. That's
work.
What else?
Work.
Work, yes.
Different colors.
Different colors. Mm-hmm. Yes, so many things to see in there. But one thing that often gets overlooked, which is really the predominant feature of what is in front of you, is all the space. And instead of noticing, oh, there's a hand, another way that you can see what's here is space with a hand in it. But we get so drawn to objects that we often miss the space in which everything is appearing. So this meditation is one that tunes into or connects with that other perspective, particularly in this case, the space being the awareness in which everything is experienced. Here we are sitting and feeling the breath or a sound or a sensation, and those are the objects that arise in the field of awareness. But often the awareness itself is not seen or not tuned into, when really everything is arising in the field of awareness. And so for this meditation, we're tuning into that underlying reality out of which everything appears and disappears. And as I've said before, there are many ways to do practice. So not to have the idea, oh, this is the real practice, but this is a very powerful filling out of the practice where one sees or is tuned into the knowing as well as the objects that are being known. And this is a meditation that was first created by my teacher, Joseph Goldstein, many years ago, that he adapted from the Tibetan Book of the Great Liberation. And in both Tibetan practices and in some Theravadan practices, and in the Buddha's teachings, tuning into the knowing and the consciousness that knows is a very essential and important element of practice. So this is called the Big Mind Meditation or the Big Sky Meditation, and I invite you to do this with me. And to do this, I'd like you to work with stillness, be comfortable as much as you can, and try to work with stillness and let the mind be soft, open, clear like the sky. And begin by becoming aware of sounds. Obvious sounds, sound of my voice, loud sounds, softer sounds, the sound of silence. And in this meditation, I will also include some other sounds for you to just relax and enjoy in this space of awareness. Sounds appearing and disappearing in the open space of awareness. Let the mind be relaxed, receptive, hearing the sounds arising and passing all by themselves. Thank you. Now become aware of sensations as points of feeling, like stars in the night sky. No head, no shoulders, no back, or arms, or legs. Only points of sensation, like stars in the night sky. No inside, no outside, no boundaries or separations, only sounds and sensations arising and passing in the open space of awareness. Keep the mind soft and steady, perfectly still. Allowing sounds and sensations to appear and disappear in the open stillness of awareness. Now become aware of thoughts and images like clouds passing through the sky. No roots, no home, arising and vanishing in the open sky of awareness. Sounds, sensations, thoughts and images appear and disappear in the soft stillness of awareness. Let the mind be relaxed, soft, steady, perfectly still. No reaching out or pushing away. Just allowing sounds, sensation, thoughts, and images to arise and pass by themselves in the open space of awareness. Now look directly at the nature of awareness. Awareness is clear. Invisible, like empty space. Without color or form. It is, but it doesn't tangibly exist. Look directly at the nature of awareness. Look at awareness itself, clear, vast, without boundaries, limitless. It contains all things, but is not composed of them. Look directly at awareness itself. No inside, no outside. Let the mind be soft and steady and perfectly still, without the slightest movement towards or away from any object. awareness is clear, unborn, unformed, containing all things, but not composed of them. Without limits or boundaries, no inside, no outside. Look directly at awareness itself. Let the mind be relaxed, steady, perfectly still. No attachment, no resistance. Allowing all experience to appear and disappear in the open stillness of awareness. sounds, sensations, thoughts, images, arising and passing by themselves in the open sky of awareness. The next time you hear the bells, it will signal the end of the sitting. Until then, no reaching towards or away from anything that arises and vanishes in the open space of awareness. So if you found this perspective helpful, useful, you can experiment with it and play with it as you like, just to shift from focusing on objects to just relaxing and letting everything come and go on its own in that spacious field of awareness. And you can do it in the sitting, you can do the walking, just noticing everything happening in the space of awareness, the walking, everything in your field. It's a very spacious way to do the practice. The caveat, the thing to be careful for is that the spaciousness can easily turn into spaciness. So if you're feeling kind of like out there and floating in space and a little ungrounded, come back to planet Earth. It's always a good place to be. It's just one way of tuning into reality. But it opens things up a bit. So first we can see if there's any questions about this or about practice.
Yes, I've done this before. I love it, usually. But this time I noticed that there was like way too much going on for me. Normally when I've done this, it has been quite silent, and then I've been hearing like bells and been able to feel my body. But this time, like, I got really angry for some reason. Right now I can hear them. It makes me wanna also. So, and I was only, how do I say, I was only able to, like, I got a hint of how it feels to look at the anger as well, just to see. And I was like, oh, anger, like you, Anna, instructed yesterday, like you can name the things that are happening. But it was only for like 2 seconds, and then I got into the feeling. Mm-hmm. Is there any other way? I'm kind of lost.
Yeah. Well, that little glimpse is a key. Anger is also just rising in the space of awareness. Mm-hmm. So if you just tune in, the awareness can hold anything. And if you can include the anger or whatever emotions arise and see they too are arising in the space of awareness, then there's nothing that you need to fix or change or get into a struggle with. Oh, anger arising in the space of awareness. If that's not possible because you're swept up by it, then you have the other strategies, just holding it with compassion, or using rain. Oh, and here's anger. The key is to not get into the story and to just see anger as another object of experience.
It is so interesting to see how automatic the story is, like how automatically it goes on. It's amazing.
It's
how
amazing.
How deep you can go there.
Yeah.
And yeah. But luckily we have many ways.
Yes, and when even seeing that just now, as you say, it's amazing. That's not being in the middle of it.
Yeah.
That's being amazed by the mind. Oh, look at how quickly the mind can go into stories. Yeah, that's how it usually works. We have a thought, we believe it, and it becomes our world, our reality. But as soon as you say, wow, it's amazing, you're not in it, you're seeing the process. So just let yourself be amazed and be very kind and compassionate with how quickly the mind can go. You're exploring not just your mind, but but how it works for all of us.
Yes. Yeah, this was very liberating and very felt very free, and I got a glimpse of the feeling of just the awareness looking at itself. The awareness being aware. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And also I wanted to thank about for yesterday morning's practice of the choiceless awareness, you
mm-hmm.
called it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that's actually what I've been doing automatically, but like going from one object to the next. But I haven't had like the definition for it, and
mm-hmm.
maybe I felt, maybe is this okay? Should I be always coming back to the anchor or something?
Mm-hmm.
So this was also liberating to to be able to actually have a name for it and do it because it feels natural.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so thank you. But then I have a question about the difference between labeling and labeling something that comes up and then commenting. Because often I feel I'm kind of in the commentary section.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, yeah, and it's a fine line, I think, between those. But I don't know how to, yeah, can you say something about that?
Yeah, you know, the commenting will just happen naturally, and you can just label, oh, commenting. Label it very kindly, if you use the label. And sometimes, if the words are too busy, then you don't have to label everything. But if you do use the noting, making it really simple is the key. And the mind will do its thing. If you use the noting, just note what it's doing. Oh, commenting, you know, like that. It's in the moment that you're naming it, it's like the awareness is seeing and recognizing, oh, this is happening. And that can be... it can be a very restful, it's like you're holding it in that space of awareness. And don't have to complicate more by saying, oh, and now I'm commenting, and now I'm commenting on the commenting. You know, just let it happen on its own. I think I've mentioned it in a couple of groups that I love this Tibetan teaching about if you're not messing around or struggling with a particular thought, thoughts self-liberate. They just unwind on their own when we're not in a battle with them or figuring out mode. Oh. So there's the comments, just boop, 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 boop. Bye.
I kind of felt the awareness.
Say it again.
I kind of felt.
You kind of felt the awareness.
The awareness.
Yeah.
And I kind of understood it.
Mm-hmm.
But then my mind got really angry because I cannot understand my relationship to the awareness, because you know the sounds and things, they just rise and go away.
Mm-hmm.
And like I am inside the awareness, but what is my relationship to the awareness?
Mm-hmm. Could everybody hear? What is my relationship to the awareness?
Yeah, my mind is very angry. Cannot get it.
Yeah. Don't try so hard to figure it out.
Yeah, I know that. Because I can't, but still.
Yeah. And, you know, what the Buddha would intuit that the Buddha would say is the my in the anger, or my mind or my awareness is extra. So the whole notion of I, or where do I fit into the awareness, what if you just don't add that I or my, and instead, here's one way that I think of it, it's just awareness awaring. Just awareness happening on its own. As I did it in one of these groups, look up here at this form, and if your eyes are working, can you not see this form? Can you turn off the awareness? Can you not hear these words if your ears are functioning? You can't turn it off. Whose awareness is it? Are you saying, I think I'm going to be aware now? Try to stop it.
It's, but I'm just one object in the awareness. It feels so bad.
It feels so bad. Just relax and accept this is how it is. It's so much more pleasant when you do that. And it's the figuring out, where do I fit in all of this? This field of activity with hearing and thinking and figuring out and sensing that we call Marit, for want of a better word, Marit will do, but it's just life coming together in this form. And see what it's like when you don't add the I onto it. It's both, it can be very disorienting. It's liberating. Doesn't mean you don't keep on existing, but when you see from that other perspective, oh, there's freedom. Then you can play the game of being married. So it's a little bit unsettling, and it's what freedom is about. Mm-hmm. Okay, one more, and then we should go.
Thanks for the opportunity. I have a question about awareness and the mind, and where. In the practice we just did, I started to think at one point that, is this actually my mind fooling, like, yeah, now I'm aware, but actually I'm thinking. Like, I know the moments that I'm aware, I recognize them, but sometimes I think, am I just fooled by the mind? Do you understand what I mean?
Another thought just coming and going. It's all just, it's all mind, mental fabrication. Some good mental fabrication, but it's all mind created. So the more you try to figure it out, am I just fooling myself? Is it some kind of trick that I'm playing on myself, and who's playing that trick anyway? And where does the trick come from? And all of that. Just relax. And instead of trying to figure out, there's a line I love in the third Zen patriarch. It says, stop talking and thinking, and there's nothing you'll not be able to know. And that's often how it works when we stop trying to sort it out and get to the answer, and we just relax. Life reveals itself on a much deeper intuitive level. So just rest your mind, rest your weary head. I'm just thinking this, maybe I'll share it this evening. There's this beautiful, if I can remember some of it, this Tibetan teaching. Rest in natural great peace. This exhausted mind, beaten like the ocean waves in the sea of samsara. Just rest in natural great peace. Just for a little while, let go of the figuring and the sorting, and just rest and let it all just be revealed to you. Just try that for a little. Okay.